Hello and welcome to another Fool's Daily. It's not Mike. Mike's nowhere to be seen, isn't it? Wonderful and peaceful and quiet. It's me, Spoons, and today I'm talking to Joel.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
All good. And really, it's going to extend a discussion that I was having with Mike, Lee and Conrad last night. We were talking a lot around kind of, I guess it's the new hotness for us in our little internet gaming group around of Gods and Mortals. And then I think we'll sort of progress. I think it will namelessly, shamelessly progress onto sloop purchases as well.
Very likely with us. It'll just ramble around.
Yeah. So have you actually played yet, or are you buoyed along by the enthusiasm of others?
I am bouncing along at the moment with the enthusiasm of others. Ogam for me is Oh Gods and Mortals. It's kind of just, I don't know, it seems to have filled a niche for me at the moment where I'm not in the mood to paint any Malifaux stuff.
Yeah.
And I really like the Fistful of Kung Fu rule set,
yeah,
and how it worked. But I can't find it in me to paint ninjas as well, because they're just black. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to paint black. So along comes Of Gods and Mortals, where I get to, you know, buy cool models like gods and put them on a table so I can do huge things, which I'm into at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of come along and filled a niche as that there's models I want to paint, and it's a rule set I want to play in. And I know I'm going to be able to get some games in whenever I visit you guys. And I may even be able to encourage a few of the squigs. So, you know, due to the world model count kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems to have sparked some enthusiasm. I think it's arrived, or we've happened across it at a real opportunity, or a real opportune moment where certainly I've been feeling it, I know you've been feeling it, I know Mike's been feeling it, of kind of a little bit of fatigue of kind of franchised model game systems, and going back to that bit that kind of gets you into hobbying in the first place of, that's really cool, I want that, I don't know what for. And I think Of Gods and Mortals really gives you that opportunity to use them, as does Fistful of Kung Fu for kind of more modern stuff, although that could also be used, and certainly My Samurai will get used for that as well. So I think it's just come along at a good time, and you know, I know we spoke on School of Foe around that kind of the funk that can happen when you've got stuff you know you should paint, but actually there's something sitting there you really want to paint.
Yeah. I mean, it's because I'm looking for games that aren't just linked to tournaments and linked to events and linked to, you know, something a bit less serious that I'm just going to do as a mess about with friends.
Yeah.
And Malifaux, though I, you know, absolutely love the game, isn't just a mess about game. It's kind of a bit more, well, everyone's a bit more into it.
Yeah.
And I just want something that's a break from that as well, just a bit from the, I suppose intensity would be the word.
So, what pantheon are you looking at and assembling? I mean, I know, obviously, because I follow your Twitter feed, but do you want to just talk us through your kind of, what made you choose what you have and where you're getting your figures from?
Yeah, I've gone for the Greeks, and it was purely down to me scanning through models and come across a model which I thought would be a wonderful Zeus. Maybe going, oh, right, that looks like Zeus. Guess I'm doing Greeks then. Rather than any particular sort of love for Greek mythology. Although I've always been interested in that stuff. And I remember reading things like the Odyssey and the Iliad when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, obviously following all the stories of the Battle of Troy and all Odysseus' stuff and all Hercules' tasks and labours. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always kind of been there in the background for me ever since when I was, you know, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah, I guess we're of an age where actually we cover that kind of stuff at school as well. I don't know whether they do anymore, but yeah, I'm the same. I remember that kind of from, I don't know, late primary school, I guess. All those great kind of the tales of those Greek legends.
Yeah, was this the mythology we had before comic books came along?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And so we placed, you know, one hero with another kind of super being. But yeah, it's... So I found a Storm Giant done by a company called Valiant Miniatures, based in the States.
Right.
And it was just a sort of wonderful Zeus model. If anyone's followed my Twitter feed, you've seen it.
Great and model. Yeah,
it's a resin model. It's one piece except for one sort of metal hand carrying a spear. So it wasn't, there was no hassle to put together. It was flawlessly moulded.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost no clean up required on the thing. And it was just a joy to paint. So I've gone with the Greeks, and I'm starting with, of course, you know, top dog. Let's go for Zeus.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'll branch out into any of the gods. I think I'll just stick with the one for now.
Mm.
Because how do you come down after you've been Zeus? You know?
I wouldn't know, because I've not bought into that kind of the Greek stuff. So, I don't know. I guess there are others out there, though, because... where would you put them?
Your next ones are probably things like Ares, you'd go Hades, yeah, or Poseidon. You know, you probably go for the two of the big three.
Yeah.
First, but you know, that's for future stories. But I'll get to that later. But the thing about Greek mythology is everybody knows it. It's kind of in there in the culture for everybody.
Yeah.
And so it's fairly easy for people to get a handle on it. And, you know, there's lots of the Clash of the Titans, the Wrath of the Titans movies.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Jason and the Argonauts movies for inspiration. You've even got, you know, something like the modern Hercules movies. There's been a glut of those hitting DVD mm-hmm. lately. So there's a lot of stuff out there if you want to just look around it and see what's going. Which pantheon did you go with, Matt?
Well, funny enough, just... to sort of break with tradition, I was kind of like, oh, of course, Mars, that sounds kind of interesting. Not really into any of those. And of course, Marshall then went, there is a Japanese pantheon, you know. And, you know, I was in anything ninja-y, samurai type, all of that kind of aesthetic appeals. So, yeah, like the figure plastic crack dealer that he is. He fed me a little sample, so I was in. I mean, that made it easy for me, because obviously I've got a lot of oriental theme stuff anyway. I already had a lot of Perry Samurai.
Yeah.
But also some bits and bobs that I just picked up, the Wrath of Kings, the Shao Han, which is kind of oriental themed, which, again, that's how he got me with that.
customers.
Yeah. But I'm fairly familiar with the Bushido range, looking for proxies for Malifaux when I was sort of developing the Misaki and the Ten Thunders and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I was the minute I saw there was a Japanese pantheon, I was all over that. So, yeah, that's where I'm going with it. I don't know yet about if I'll branch into another one, because I don't know what's going to inspire me. I've been kind of looking around at kind of the traditional gods and pantheons.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people are already doing some. I talk with Romans, but, you know, they're just rebranded Greek gods, really. So
pretty much, yeah.
A massive amount of difference there. So I might go with something I spoke about potentially doing for Open Combat, which will suit itself for this as well, of a plague god, sort of a la Papa Nurgle, and do kind of a plague god or a that kind of pestilence god of. I have toyed with the idea of doing Death himself, and then, you know, my four legends could be the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So that's,
oh, that just sounds cool. You need five. You need Binky as well.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the other one I'm sort of tempted to go with, and then my mortals could be just lots of kind of undead skeletons and stuff like that, which obviously there's plenty of stuff around relatively cheaply for that. So I have been Googling to see if I could look for some Horsemen of the Apocalypse, or how easy it would be to convert. Obviously, there's all sorts of stuff in the Games Workshop world for that, but there are others out there as well.
Yeah, I mean, all the Forge World stuff, so like, you know, actually, the Great and Queen one and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there are some nice ones out there as well. I don't know whether you saw on Twitter, I tweeted the Cromlech.
Yeah,
a really nice kind of flaggy demon. There are some other stuff around in, I think it was Avatars of War, did some good plaguey type stuff. So there's plenty out there, and being a relatively low model count game, then, you know, you don't have to go with necessarily the cheapest option, because you're not buying, it's not a full army. I mean, as I say, I just worked out that 1,200 points force from a Japanese, and it's, you know, less than 30 figures. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a massive investment.
No, so we don't know. But you have got me thinking about doing a Discworld one now.
Yeah, that would be cool, yeah.
Io and all the other and the gods from there, and seeing what we could do with that, and Brutha maybe, and...
Yeah.
And it's Turtle.
Yeah, no, that would be a cool idea. I mean, are you going to do the dark to your light? I know we spoke about, because you've got the Forge World massive ghost thing.
De Morgul.
Yeah, that you were using as a poltergeist model. He would be a brilliant Hades to do the dark for the light of Zeus. You could do the kind of the two sides of that coin.
Yeah, it'd be tempting. If I go for another Greek god, then I think he'll definitely be subbing in, sort of saving me having to buy another god model when I've only got one I really like that would do.
Yeah.
But it would mean buying a lot of different mortals because you need to, with the undead gods, the gods of the dead, you need to field a certain amount of undead units to keep it themey. So there are some very nice sort of undead, sort of Greek-themed skeletons, all the children of the Hydra kind of deal.
Yeah.
And several models do them, but it'd be a case of, you know, that bit more investment. And if it's a game of money, we only play maybe a couple of times a year when I sort of get to visit you guys.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little bit more if I get Squig involved. Then I'll sort of wait, I think, a bit longer before I sort of move on in my pantheon, as it were.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was the lucky thing for me, was that having those Japanese stuff already means that investment was negligible to start with. So I wouldn't feel too bad about that kind of second pantheon. So, yeah, Death One would be quite fun if I could get the horsemen sorted.
The other one I'm thinking about doing is actually doing orcs.
And
I've got one of those big statues that Forge World did, sort of the big rock idol it was.
Oh, right, yeah.
It could be a great sort of, you know, orcish god.
Yeah.
And then have an army of orcs and goblins and stuff. And use my Warhammer models that way.
Yeah, I mean, it really lends itself for anyone that's got kind of old Warhammer figures out there. You know, it does definitely lend itself to finding a use for those. And, you know, from the rumours that we hear with the way that Warhammer's going back to round bases and more of a skirmishy game, it's heading that way anyway. So I'm sure there'll be some new and cool stuff out there. So, I mean, certainly that fantasy side... that's got a lot of potential in there as well. I know certainly I can't see it being a massive amount of time before we see his Skaven hit the table, either in open combat or for Ogam.
Yeah, you've got to have a great horned one weeding that force, haven't you, for Ogam?
Oh, definitely.
That'd be awesome. So, yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of things there, but what have you actually taken then? What kind of god have you gone for? I mean, I know everyone who knows Zeus, but what is in the Japanese pantheon? I'm not really familiar with it.
There's a few in there, and excuse me while I walk and talk through the marvels of wireless technology and grab my book, which is in front of me, where I've got the printed pantheon out. In the official listed pantheon, there is, for any listeners out there that can actually speak Japanese or pronounce it, God forgive me, there is Amaterasu, or something similar, who's the goddess of the sun.
Okay.
There is Susanoo, who is the god of storms and the sea. There is Hachiman, the god of war, and that's who I've gone for initially. And I've got a really nice Steve Barber do a range of 42mm samurai. I know there are some bigger ones out there, Pegaso and some other places that do the 54mm scale. I didn't really want to go quite that big for my god to start with, because I get Ogam and I really like what it's about, but that scale differential between a god of war who is basically just is a samurai. I didn't want to have such a massive size differential, so I've gone for 42mm. It's a lovely figure.
Right, okay.
There's a Ryujin, who is the Dragon King, and I've got a model coming that will be that from the Smog range. It's an opium dragon. I think it stands about 100mm tall, kind of curling up almost like out of smoke.
Oh, very nice.
So I've got that coming, and I'm hopefully going to have that coming out of some water effect as well. So I'm hoping that'll be really cool and give it a decent secure basing. There is Fujin, the god of wind, and Izanami, who is the goddess of creation and death. So, you know, there's a good spread in there. So, I mean, certainly I've got a figure for Raijin come in. I've got the figure for Raijin, the god of... No, sorry, Hachiman, the god of war. And I've got a figure coming for the Dragon King. And I've got a model that I could possibly use for the goddess or god of creation and death, which is from Bushido, that a Bushido do... kind of this really weird looking, it's called the Wraith. I think it's a 50mm base kind of weird, spirity looking. It's got kind of a samurai helmet on, but looks very spirit to death kind of thing. So I should probably use that as a god of death.
Just that one you've been talking about. Awesome, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got that. So it probably gives me three gods from a pantheon. I've got a load of Bushido Oni. I've got a Gorojumo, which is a kind of half man, half woman, half spider. And in the legends, you've also got things like Gaki, which obviously I've already got from Malifaux.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of dragons in there, so I can use. I've got the Bushido dragon that I can use. I was using as a Dawn Serpent proxy that I can use in there.
Yep.
And there is a nine-tailed Kitsune. So finally, I've got a use.
Shang.
I've finally got a use for the Shang model that I've got and not stuck together. So. And then within your mortals, you've got kind of the tropes. So you've got samurai and warriors, which you kind of Ashigaru. There's bandits, warrior monks, armed peasants, and of course ninjas. So it's all good hood for me. So yeah, I've got plenty of ninjas, so that's not a problem. So I've got a good spread of stuff.
I've gone with fairy legend heavy in my force as well.
Yeah.
I wanted something that would be quite cluey what they are. So I went for Medusa.
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks about sort of the villains of Greek myth. She's always up there, isn't she?
Mm, absolutely.
Hercules.
Yeah.
Of course, I'll have to be there. I've gone for them for to round up my legend. I went for the brass bull, the Caucus bull.
Yeah.
And he hasn't actually got any rules written into Ogham, so I've had to kind of make up a stat line for him.
Which, yeah.
You know, there are rules at the back of the book for those who don't know. You can stat up and trait up, which is the abilities, any model.
Yeah.
And so I thought the Brass Bull Caucus, the kind of like mechanical ball breathing fire, would be quite cool.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's in. I've gone for the Minotaur. I thought it was another one of the iconic ones. And I found a lovely ski ball model for that one.
Yeah, I saw you tweet the picture of that. That's a superb-looking model.
Yeah, it just looked too beautiful to leave alone. I've got that one I have to do. And finally, I've gone for one of the God Slayer models to be the Oracle of Delphi. They do an Oracle model. And
oh,
if you can remember the theme from 300...
Yes, which is exactly where I just went to.
Yeah. They say basically it's a model in that kind of pose.
Right.
Kind of rising up on her... Sort of like she'd sort of be lifted off the ground in some kind of trance.
Yeah, kind of in a swirly robe kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. So that's on the way. That's the Minotaur. The two models are waiting yet to arrive. Because this morning the rest of my mortals showed up. I'm going with Spartans.
Yeah.
In both like hoplite and a bit more active Spartiate form.
Cool.
For my two main units. They just look cool.
Yeah.
And then I've gone for two units of wolves for my mortals as well.
Cool.
As you're allowed to run with animals, and Zeus can even shapeshift.
Yeah.
It's one of his abilities to turn into an eagle, a bull, or a swan.
Right.
So I've got a GW eagle that I've managed to locate from...
was that the one you got from LS?
Yeah, from LS. She'll be bringing it down to Salute, so I'll have a model I can then shapeshift Zeus into.
Yeah.
So I wanted some of the animals in the list to kind of make him feel like he wasn't the only one there.
Mm-hmm.
And the wolves seem to fit with a lot of the Spartan legend. There's lots of wolf talk in there.
Yeah, I mean,
keep talking to it.
Yeah, the whole, you know, children killing wolves and stuff like that. That'd be great.
Yeah, be awesome. So yes, and we've got to face the wrath of Mike's Norse at some point.
Yeah, well, I'm refacing that tomorrow. So Friday, as we're talking today, so we're doing a slightly bigger force. We're going for 1,200 points rather than the kind of 900 in the book. It gives us a little bit more. But that being said, I mean, I know you worked out a 1,200-point force, and we're kind of talking sort of mid-20s from a figure count point of view.
Yeah, I'm thinking about 26 models. So everything, that's one god, five legends, and 20 mortals.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's actually, you know, it's not been a huge amount of investment. A lot of the figures you can find very, very cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's hit me hardest to be shipping, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially if you're shipping from overseas.
Mm. I found some nice Otherworld Wolves, which are showing up, but the shipping on, they're a great model, and, you know, you get four for a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, 14 quid, I think it was, for four.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, and they're really nicely detailed, but the shipping on them was $7.50. Yeah, and that's inside the UK, so that's a little bit of a hit I had to take
there. Yeah, that's
but worth it for the models, Worth it for the kits.
Yeah, definitely, and certainly helping break that kind of modelling and painting slump that I was in, or have been in for the last sort of month or so, trying desperately to get myself out of it. And yeah, I mean, this has arrived at a real opportune moment now, because I mean, I've had some of those Samurai in boxes for must be 5 years now, unassembled. Bought them as a project. Actually, I picked them up just as the original Saga release came out, because I had an intention of using Saga and doing some Samurai Saga. So, and they've been in boxes pretty much unassembled since then. So I don't know how long Saga's been out now, but that must be the best part of 5 years.
Oh, it would be a while, yeah. I'm hoping that, of course, I'll be able to use the stuff I have invested into Ogham as double duty in open combat too.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the joy of some of these games as well, is, you know, Ogham, open combat and things like that now just gives that scope. You know, as we've said, to buy cool things.
Yeah. And I think that leads us nicely onto our next topic. So I think we could even record that as a second episode.
Yeah.
So what about we leave this one for now and we'll start recording again?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do a separate one on what Joel is going to buy at Salute.
So for now, I've been Joel.
And I've been Matt.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.